Well, for more on what to expect on the roads this holiday weekend, we called up Lisa Van Sice with the Washington State Department of Transportation.
Well, whenever there's a holiday weekend, we know that our typical traffic patterns don't really apply. We are already seeing increased congestion on the major highways, and we're just expecting that to go up until late tonight when our volumes are expected to drop off a little bit.
Now, AAA told us last week that the Puget Sound region on this holiday weekend will be the 10th worst in the country for traffic. Why are things looking so bleak this year?
Well, I can't speak for the AAA data, but I think you and I and anybody else who might be listening to this and is a normal, typical driver, you know that we are just seeing this population boom, and we can only expand so fast. We're surrounded by water. We only have so much capacity on our highways. And then you tie in that busy just day-to-day, and you have folks who say, I want to get out of town for these holidays. I need to go far, get some space, go see my family. And everyone has the same idea and about the same time frame, and they go.
Let's talk about the mountain passes. So just for an example, let's say I'm heading to Spokane for Thanksgiving dinner. When is the worst possible time for me to leave?
Well, as far as traffic volumes go, Thanksgiving Day on Interstate 90, at least, traveling eastbound, are fairly light. The heaviest traffic you'll see on I-90 over the pass will likely be late morning to about noon on Thanksgiving. But again, you tie in that unexpected, the weather, or perhaps drivers who aren't really comfortable driving in snow and ice or whatever might be falling, and you have that driver behavior that can sometimes tie up our mountain passes with spinouts and collisions, and we end up having to close the roads so that we can respond and clear those collisions.
You know, Google crunched some numbers, as they like to do, and according to them, the best time to depart Seattle in order to avoid traffic is 4 a.m. on Thanksgiving Day. Is that good advice? Or is that crazy?
You know, if you're somebody like me who likes to avoid traffic and you can swing by the coffee shop and grab a really tall coffee, go for it. 4 a.m. on Thanksgiving Day. If you are traveling on Interstate 90, for example, we're looking at very light traffic because not too many people like to wake up that early in the morning. However, what might be a little unexpected is if you're traveling on the Interstate 5 corridor, say between Tacoma and Olympia, even Thanksgiving Day traffic is pretty bad. On the holiday itself, we start to see those volumes jump up about 8 or 9 a.m. and fairly high congestion between the hours of 10 a.m. and about 2 p.m. So if you're trying to avoid traffic on Interstate 5, perhaps 4 o'clock is your best bet. A.m., I should say.
Lisa, many of our listeners, they've already got the list. You know, they're supposed to give themselves extra time, pack some extra food, have some water. Is there anything else, practically speaking, that you can think of that would be useful for people to take with them this weekend?
Absolutely. If you're like me, you have your go bag, your purse, whatever, and you grab it and you go. Maybe you don't fill up the car with gas. Maybe you don't think you're going to need the scarf and the boots because, hey, it's 60 degrees outside on the day before Thanksgiving. I'm not going to need the chains or something to keep me warm. Know that the weather will probably be different when you're headed back from your trip. Have stuff that will keep you ready and warm and comfortable for at least 3 hours. Say you get stuck at the top of the pass without electricity or heat. What do you want to have with you that you might not be thinking of as you're heading out the door today?
Lisa Van Sice, spokesperson for the Washington State Department of Transportation. And don't forget, the Apple Cup is this Saturday at Husky Stadium. That means you can expect heavier traffic than usual over the mountain passes on Friday and Saturday.